Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Went over to Sarah's house. Normally on Friday we do Pancake Friday at my house.
Uh-huh.
But she has adopted a new dog as of this week. And I went over because she works from home on Mondays and Fridays.
Yep.
And so I went over there. I went over to her place this morning to babysit the dog while she worked.
Whew. How'd that go?
She is a, let's just say she's got a lot of energy.
Is this a puppy that we have brought into the family?
It is a puppy.
And what is she?
She is a mix.
Okay.
We don't really know.
A rescue?
She is a rescue. Very nice. Sarah's boyfriend works for Casey Pet Project.
Okay.
And it was only a matter of time because they are suckers for animals. They got that from me. That's fine. It was only a matter of time before something was coming home. And so Osaku, which is named after apparently a Star Wars
Osaku
character,
okay,
came home. I call her Ozzy.
That's a much better name.
Ozzy, Ozzy, Ozzy.
Mm-hmm.
Oy, so boy, she's boy. A mutt. Do we know what mixture?
My guess would be like Doberman meets Lab.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Doberman meets Lab. How does one Doberman ever meet a lab? Well, physically, how did that happen?
From behind?
In a dark alley somewhere.
God. Wow.
Listen, I didn't set up the date. All I know is that it occurred.
I have a very good friend of mine who went down south to babysit her new grandbaby. And I got a text a few days ago that just said, oh, you forget how exhausting this is after day three. She said, you know, and the baby is just now, just starting to maybe take a step or two. So what, 11 months, 12 months, something like that. She was like, I forgot how exhausting this was.
Right. So this morning we had Ozzy out back and Sarah's on her laptop. She's working. I'm taking care of the dog. And she's like, Dad, you know, this is a lot.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, new puppies are a lot. It's going to take a few weeks. You got to get her potty trained. You got to get the crazy out of her. Sarah looks at me and she goes, is this what having a baby is like?
No, not even close,
and
bud.
I said, no. I said, because with this dog, when you leave the house, you can just put it in the kennel. With a baby,
you can't
put a baby in a kennel.
Yeah.
You can't?
Well, you can, but it's a crime.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
she is officially a fur mama to her fur baby.
Okay,
get out.
A pet parent.
No, there is no term other than precious. There is no term in the English language I hate more
than fur baby.
Than fur baby.
Mm-hmm.
That is not your baby. It is covered in fur. But if you think for a second that having a dog or a cat is the equivalent of having a child,
I mean, the second you say that, and I understand what you're saying, and I've said the same thing in much more harshly worded terms, and you will be skewered for it. You will be skewered for it, so I don't even go there anymore.
I may or may not have gotten in trouble last Mother's Day because I didn't get my girlfriend anything for Mother's Day.
Okay,
because
Sam.
Of her fur baby.
I'm going to – come on.
You're kidding, right?
Come on.
It wasn't like a – you know, it wasn't a big in trouble, but there was a bit of upsetness where I was like, you're really mad at me right now? See,
we can't even have this conversation because I'll blow my lid. Well, and then Sam? People that are dog owners that have never had children that –
Oh, Dan, I'm not messing up again. I got a couple days.
Yeah, you got a couple of days till Mother's Day.
You know Mother's Day is a week from Sunday, right?
Yes. And my children are coming back in town for Mother's Day.
I want you to hold that thought for a second. Let's stay on this.
No, I don't think we should.
So a week from Sunday, after whatever happened last year with Mary Beth, are you going to get her a card?
I will be certainly getting her a card, yes.
Are you going to take her to... brunch?
Probably not, but I'm definitely going for the card and flowers route.
Okay.
Because she's a fur mama?
Scott, I don't write the rules.
Sam, I do.
Let me throw more gasoline on this fire.
I'm not done unpeeling the onion yet.
Y'all are
on,
so
on Father's Day, does she get you a card?
No.
No, because you're not a father.
Because I don't care. Yeah.
Yet.
Do you go to brunch?
No.
You were saying, I'm sorry.
I will throw fuel on the fire and say that the new push present, when you push the baby out, there's got to be a gift involved now, and all of the parties to do the gender reveal. I don't like any of that. All of it bothers me.
Don't forget the baby moon. That's the new trend.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
You have to go on a big trip, like a week-long trip to some exotic place.
This is true, Scott. People are doing this.
What?
It's called the baby moon. Yeah, it's a big thing.
Instead of a honeymoon, it's the baby moon.
Before you lose your freedom, because you know you have a kid, you lose a lot of freedom.
I'm telling you, they're all doing it, and I just roll my eyes, and this is why I've started to back off of social media. Because stuff like, I'm starting to get old, grumpy, get off my lawn. Stuff like that drives me crazy. The push present, are you kidding me?
It drives me crazy too, but fool me once.
What is a push present?
Women now, when they push the baby out, expect a gift from the father.
Yeah, you get a gift. It's called a baby.
In my day, the gift was the baby. You pushed it out. There's your gift.
Wait, the dad has to get mom a gift?
Oh, and it's like diamonds. Yes,
can't
Scott.
Be a cigar.
Yes. We have lost control. We have completely lost control. And social media has fueled it.
I gave you my seed, and now I have to give you a present?
Correct.
Huh.
I just stay out of it. I just stay out of it. I don't like the comment. I don't click on the comments. I just keep scrolling. Scott, just keep scrolling.
You can blame influencers for all of this.
Okay. But just so we're clear, let's bring this full circle. Mm-hmm. You will be getting a card next Sunday for a woman who does not have children. On
She's
Mother's
a fur baby.
No.
Got it.
For a woman who does not have children on Mother's Day.
What are you getting your mother, Scott?
I take her to brunch. And I get her a massage.
Okay, that's good.
A professional one. I don't give it to her.
Hopefully not on State Line.
Whoa!
Well, unless...
No, it will not be at Fusion.
Sorry.
Unless she says, surprise me.
Well...
No, not like that.
It's been a long time, Scott. Lamondo, we're going to Fusion.
Stop it. Not funny.
I mean, having an animal, a pet, and raising and caring for that pet... can give you, what, 10, 20% of what it might be like?
No. Do not try to put a number. Do not try to put a number to it. It's 0.0001.
It's apples and oranges.
I have a cat. I shut the door. We have an automatic feeder. I leave. That's it.
They poop and pee on their own. There are no diapers. There's no wiping. Sam?
Yes?
It drives me crazy. But
it drives
God,
me crazy,
may God
too.
Be with you.
Thank you. Fool me once. I'm not doing it again.
My mother, Scott, as you know, is now not in town. And so we used to be able to just like meet halfway in Lawrence and we'd go do a nice thing. And now I have to have forethought, you know, to do something. And I've got about a week to figure it out. And I'm on it.
So you haven't figured anything out?
Well, I'm still just not quite used to her not being around. Like she was always just down the street.
Well, maybe she's been gone for 2 years.
I know. And speaking of, we've been waiting for Sam to get back from this. My mother has sent a gift for the four of us.
What?
To this station. And I don't know where it went, but believe you me, I'm getting a text every single day. Have you gotten the gift that I sent for your entire crew? And I said, Mama, we are waiting on Sam to get back. Well, then Sam gets back. I go downstairs. I don't see it. So we need to get that figured out because it's something she wanted us to open on the air.
Hmm. Is it food?
Hope not. I think she sent it a week ago. It's lost in the mailroom somewhere.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dan and Parks.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.